Today's reading passage is Proverbs 26:20. For lack of wood, fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, contention quiets down.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the title of this message is A Whisperer. For upcoming couple of weeks, I'm going to talk about this title with you. In many parts of the Bible, we can see how important it is what to speak. Last Sunday and Wednesday service, Pastor Esther Chung delivered the message about the plague of flies. And she explained how important it is, the word of God, the word and people speak. Our Lord said in Matthew 15:18, but the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. And James 3:2 says, for we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well. Now, Proverbs 26:20 says, for lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, contention quiets down. You know, to make fire, you need wood. You need coal. Just like, you need wood to make fire. Contention or quarrel, argument exist where there is whisperer. You make fire with wood and coal, right? So wherever there is a whisperer, and a contention always exists. That's what the Proverbs 26:20 says. A whisperer refers to those who speak more than necessary. They are those who speak more than necessary, or even though it is necessary, they go way beyond. They speak too far. Even though it is necessary, you shouldn't talk too much. People are bored, people bothered, and the people are in a hurry, but you try to grab them and try to talk to them, then you will be called as a whisperer. People will say, I don't like him. He talks too much. He comes close to me. What should I do? I should get away from him. What if you are the boss to him? They cannot but talk to you and, try to be patient with you. Well, if you are talkative, people will have a hard time to talk to you on the phone because you will not give them enough time or you will not give them a chance to hang up the phone. They cannot just hang up. They cannot say, I'll hang it up because it's too rude. So since they know it is rude, they cannot hang it up. So, chances are like that, they suffer like this. So, chances are that, when there is, when someone who is talkative, who is like a whisperer, calls, and people try to not to, pick up the phone. And when you give someone a call, you have to know, is it necessary to deliver? Is it necessary to talk about? You don't have time. You have to go somewhere. But someone talks to you on the phone for 20 or 30 minutes, then you're going to waste your time, right? So, in this verse, whisperer is the one who speaks more than necessary or who speaks too far. And there are also people who are like to convey words to others. Well, senior pastor told you for the last 32 years, you should not judge the word of God, you should not condemn it, you should not gossip, you should not slander, you should not be cunning, you should not convey others' words. You have to speak the words of praise. You should not listen to, you should not look at, you should not hear, you should not talk about those bad words. However, There are people who don't change, even though they've heard the senior pastor speaking like that for 5, 10, 32 years. They don't even try to change. Even though they listen, they just speak what they should not speak. They convey the word they should not. Last Friday service, Pastor Heejin Lee said this. Senior pastor explained to her to use the words of goodness, and then she prayed to change her words. It was not wrong, but it was not the words of goodness. Senior pastor recommended her to change them into the words of goodness. Whenever a senior pastor talked to her, she repented and tried to turn them into the words of goodness. We have to reflect ourselves upon the word, and we have to feel our shortcomings. Sometimes we can be pointed directly. Sometimes our weak points are pointed from the altar. But if we regard it trivial, or if you say, I just made a mistake, then the words cannot be yours. You have to render your heart in repentance, and you have to realize that my words were not of goodness. Please help me, let me change them. When you pray like this, Father God will be pleased, and He will give you strength to change your words into the words of goodness. You have to bear it in mind. If you just listen, but if you just talk as you used to talk, then you have no idea how much sin you are piling up in heaven. And you yourself become the judge. You know, there are people who doze off during the service. Well, they don't worship God in spirit and truth. They have idle thoughts, and they fall asleep. After the service, you know, they don't remember what was talked during the service. They don't bear what they heard in their mind. You know, when they pray, you know, when you pray, chances are that you may pray in idle thoughts. I believe you remember you did this in your school days when you were students. Well, there were students who used to convey idle thoughts. They slander others. They made of rumors as if it were true story. Or they just add up, or they try to make it, you know, significant, even though it is very trivial. They talk about people who are not there. Let's say you are there and you go to a restroom, then they immediately talk about your shortcomings or your weak points. They talk behind you, on your back. There were people like that. So then you should know. Can you go to a restroom? If you know someone is going to talk on your back, Pastor Soo-jin Lee just mentioned it many times ago, quite a few years ago. And then she explained this, remembering her school days. So we have to, look at ourselves, look upon ourselves, what we talk and what we hear. You left because, you had that kind of experience before. However, we still listen to others, judging and condemning and whispering and gossiping. The Bible clearly says if you judge, condemn, slander, gossip, and then other people will judge you and condemn you and then slander you and gossip about you. Well, you may find some people of goodness who talk only good things about people. If someone is talk about you like that, then you will be very thankful. Many people misunderstand you. But there is one friend who says, he is not such a man. We have to study, we have to research better. Then you will be so thankful. You know what? That deacon or the deaconess, you know, is not the kind of man. I think we have to research more. You'll be so thankful, right? Then why don't you become like him? You shouldn't listen to rumors. When there is a rumor, then you should be able to stop the rumor and protect your friend. He is not such a man to do like that. Why don't you think we should be like this? You know, there are people who convey what they hear to others. You know, that they add up or they, you know, they remove some words and, you know, intention changes. So people eventually misunderstand each other and, you know, they're slandered. How good will it be if you convey only what you have to convey and only speak, only say what is good? However, whisperers add up their own stories. They even make rumors. You know, and they, you know, tell lies on top of that. I believe you experience this a lot. You know, many people have different thoughts. They were taught differently. They understand differently. So it's, you know, it's quite often, you know, when they convey when people convey words, they add up or they remove words or they change words because their vocabulary is different, their thoughts are different, and their education level are different. So the actual message of the story changes when it is conveyed. Or depending on the intonation and the accent, the meaning of the word, you know, can be completely changed. So, if you speak like that, there will be more misunderstanding and problems will occur. Even among these, you know, two good friends, when there is a whisper in between, and when they listen to the whisperer, then, you know, they will misunderstand each eventually. And what you have to be careful with is that you should not listen to the whisperer. And when you think it is not the word of goodness, you should not listen. If you see someone who speaks more than necessary, you should not be a friend to them. You should not be a part of the conversation, which will make you another whisperer too. Someone, you know, adds up stories, someone, you know, lies, and then if you agree with that whisperer, you become another whisperer. So that's why James 3 verses 11 and 12 says, does a fountain send out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? Can a fig tree, my brethren, produce olives, or a vine produce figs, nor can salt water produce fresh? Father God wants us to proceed and produce only sweet water, because our lips is for lips of praise and lips of prayer. However, a whisperer avoids such in the good people. Now, if you avoid those whisperers, the whisperer will eventually fall down to hell. So what should you do? You need to change the whisperer. Then to change the whisperer, you need the wisdom of goodness. First of all, you should not agree with the whisperer. As soon as you agree with the whisperer, you become another whisperer. When he speaks the words of, you know, evil, you should not agree. If you have a whisperer who conveys words to you again and again, chances are that you listen to him. It's because you agree with what he says. So you have to stop it. Then the whisperer will stop conveying the words to you. Then you can stop it. But if you, I mean, so If you stop it, no, he's not such a man. If you stop him like this, then he will not convey words to you. Around senior pastor, there are no people who gossip or slanders, because senior pastor does not tell a joke. He does not listen to the words of evil. He only speaks words of goodness, words that can please others, words that can give glory to God. You know, we have to have this kind of lips to speak these words of goodness. The lips of truth, the lips of light, lips of, you know, sweet water. We should have that kind of lips. You have to make sure that if there is a whisperer and the quarrels take place, then you have to know there is someone who agrees with that whisperer. You have to remember the principle that darkness will go away in front of the light. If you know this and remember this principle, then it can become your wisdom of goodness to protect people from the whisperer, and protect yourself from other whisperers too. And you can change those whisperers too. Now, before that, the more important thing is, you have to know whether you are a whisperer or not. So tonight, I'm giving you some hints whether you can see whether you're a whisperer or not. First of all, I think it's rare, but as long as your eyes are open, you listen, and you talk all the time. Except when you're sleeping, you talk. Senior pastor once said that there are even people who speak in the dream. Those talkative people speak even when they're asleep, even in their dreams. There are people like that, and you may be one of them. And if you have someone like this, you will be bothered a lot. Well, there was someone in a group. During the meeting, he talks. He's the only one who talks. Too much. So, other people in the meeting cannot talk because of him. So, meeting cannot go well. So, I asked him, when there is a meeting, why don't you speak only a certain minutes? Let's say the meeting is held for 50 minutes and there are 5 in the meeting. Then you talk only 10 minutes. Why don't you do that? Let's say lunchtime, it takes about 50 minutes and there are 5 people. Then you talk only 10 minutes. 40 minutes are for others to talk. I asked him to do that. Now he obeyed. So he started to listen to others for 40 minutes. So he listened. He obeyed.
Then
the meeting went well. And others enjoyed the meeting and lunch too. You have to know whether you are a speaker or a listener. You know, listening to others, whether you have to know exactly whether you are a listener or a speaker, and you have to reduce the time of your speaking. One of the qualifications to become a consultant is to listen well. Well, as I became a pastor, I practiced to listen to others and answer well. I look at mirror and I look at myself and say, really? Yes, you did like that. I practiced like that. I went to visit a member and I had an inspiration. I would just listen. That was my inspiration. So I, on that day, I just listened. Really? Yeah, okay. I just listened. You know, she talked for about an hour. Later on, She said, I just listened to her. And she opened her heart and she said, Pastor, I'll now pray fervently. I will change myself. She said to me like that.
Well,
and she works so greatly now. After I listened to her a lot. Well, you have to ask yourself, whether you are talking all the time, as long as your eyes are open, you have to check yourself. Secondly, you should check whether you can stop yourself after you start to talk. You are busy on your way to some place. You have to go to worship. You have to go to cell meeting. You have to go to pray. You have to go to restroom. You cannot stop others talking. You cannot even say, I want to go to a restroom. You just listen. Don't you have that kind of experience? Well, I have that kind of people. You know, they have to quit what they're talking, but they don't quit. They just keep on talking. They should read my face and they should say to themselves, and she is in a hurry. She has to talk to some others too. They don't care. They just talk and talk and talk. Pastor Myung Lee Pastor Myung Lee enjoys my talking, even though I am looking at my watch. She likes what I'm talking. They just keep on talking. Conversation is done when there is a speaker and listener. Then you have to know when you speak, you have to see whether the listener is actually listening to you. And when you speak, you must know that you must be the listener too. But there are people who talk like, who just keep on talking, 5, 10, 20 minutes. They just use the entire time, even though during the conversation. Then usually they say, why don't you say anything in the meetings? There are people like that. You know, they talked all the time. They used all the time. They don't just give chance to others to talk. Senior pastor said, these kind of people should be a preacher. Because they are preaching, not having a conversation. If you have a boss like this, then it's a trouble to you. Let's say you ask your boss a question, but the boss answers you for 20 or 30 minutes. Then you don't want to ask him a question at all. You're afraid. Because you know that once you ask him a question, he will answer you for 20 or 30 minutes. You know, even though he can give a quick answer, your boss explains what he experienced when he was, when he was just employed, and he talks for like 20 or 30 minutes. But you have to look at yourself. I mean, if you are in a car with that kind of man, you are in trouble. You know, until you reach the destination, they talk all the time. For 2 or 3 hours. Sometimes, you know, if the talkative man sits in front, you sit in the rear seat. You just, you know, say, yes, yes, and you fall asleep. Well, you know what? The man who is talking is so happy because, you know, he talks about all the kind of, you know, know-hows and, you know, good experience. You have to know whether the listener is listening to you, and you should know that you should be the listener too. It is the same when you eat in your family. You may talk, when dining starts, from the time, you know, when dining starts and till the dining is over. And you have to dine every day, right? And your children have to listen to you all the time. If you listen to your family, your children's talk, and if you give them a quick, you know, advice, then, you know, your gathering in your family gathering will be so happy, right? If you have someone in your meeting who listens to others well, who organizes what he, you know, what the meeting members, you know, talked, then the meeting will be so happy. And he is the one who speaks well. Now, why do they talk for a long time? Usually they want to be recognized. They have a heart of, you know, pride or boasting. They sometimes talk for about an hour and two. Well, you have to ask yourself whether you are like this. During a conversation, you may have to listen, you may have to ask questions, you may have to ask others' opinions.
And
there are the third case of a whisperer is that you have to know whether you feel good when you talk what you have in mind. It is a big trouble. This type of man tries to convey whatever he heard. They should not even listen, they should not just forget, but they just put it in their heart and try to convey what they hear to others. What kind of heart do they have? Well, their heart is so filthy and dirty. They slander others, they gossip about others, they speak ill of others. You have to get rid of this kind of heart, not to be like this. You feel good only when you say whatever you have in mind. Unless you say what you want to say in your heart, then you don't feel good. So you have to talk anyway. Then you later, I made a mistake. But right after, you want to talk again. You have to talk whatever is in your heart. There are words that you should not speak. But you speak those words. Because to feel good, you have to speak what you saw. You have to speak what you heard. Then you cannot receive the love of Father God, because Father God hates such heart. So the Bible says in James 3 verses 2 and 3, for we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well. Now, if we put the bits into the horse's mouth so that they will obey us, we direct their entire body as well. These type of people are easy to commit sin. They easily judge and condemn others. So they pile up sins. Even though they pile up the wall of sin, they don't even remember what they said. You say, hey, that's not the words of goodness. It's the words of evil. Then they usually say, when did I say that? You may have such people around you. Those talkative people don't remember what they said. even though they said it. So, those who are careful with what they speak can remember what they saw, what they said. Because when they speak out, they discern what they should speak, what they should not. So they remember what they said. They check whether it will hurt others, whether it will give inspiration to others, whether it can plant faith in others, whether it can happiness, give happiness to others. They always check and discern, and they speak out. That's why they remember. However, those who are not like this, those who speak whatever they have in mind, they have to speak out. Then they don't remember what they say. You have to know whether you are this type of man. You have to check whatever you have in mind, whether they are the words that are necessary, whether they are the words of goodness, whether, you know, and then if those words cannot revive others, then you have to, you should not say. Among daughters-in-law, they talk about what they heard from their mother-in-law 20 or 30 years ago. She said something 20 years ago and it hurt me so much. Well, a man of goodness will not harbor, will not, you know, remember those, you know, words in their mind for 20 or 30 years. However, you have to change the shoes. Whatever you speak can hurt others' hearts, and they may remember those words that you spoke for 20 or 30 years. So you have to change your shoes too. Whatever you speak can hurt others for upcoming 20 or 30 years. They may struggle because of what you say. Don't you think you will be so sorry? If you are hurt by the words someone else talked to you, then you should remember not to become a speaker who can hurt others' hearts. You should speak words that can, you know, encourage others or give strength. You have to remember that what you speak may hurt others' hearts. So you should be very careful with what you say. You have to get rid of evil from your heart. But if you are a man who has to speak whatever has in mind, you have to change. You have to get rid of that kind of the mind. You know, you can easily guess, you know, what kind of untruths and how many untruths is in your heart. And you have to guard your lips and mouth. To change that kind of heart, you have to pray fervently. You have to acknowledge that you are evil, and you have to ask for help of the Holy Spirit. Father, I have this kind of heart. I want to get rid of it. If you speak what you have in mind, if you speak the evil in your mind, it cannot change you. You should stop talking and you have to pray at the same time. You just say what you have in mind. But you cannot bear with what others talk about you. You have to check it too. Now those who are in truth, when they hear the rumors about themselves, they don't remember. They don't talk back. If you are a type of man who has to speak what is in mind, then you cannot bear with what others talk about you. You have to argue. However, if you guard your lips with the truth, then even though you are accused wrongfully, you will just wait. You will wait for the right moment. That's what our Lord did. Our Lord manifested so many signs and wonders. Our Lord manifested signs and wonders, but there were many people who were jealous of our Lord, and they came up with many false evidences. However, our Lord didn't make an excuse. Isaiah 53:7 says, He was oppressed and He was afflicted, yet He didn't open His mouth, like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers. So He didn't open His mouth. He took the sufferings and saved mankind. There were many fathers of faith in the Bible who did like that. They didn't make excuses. They just believed in Father God and depended on Him and waited. How could they do that? But they should have made an excuse. They should have told the truth. However, if you have truth, then you know that and you believe that Father God knows everything. Then you have to let God do the job. That's what our Lord did. He could have called in the spirits and escaped the moment. With His power, He could do anything, because He had the power of fortune and misfortune and life and death. When He cursed the fig tree, the tree dried out. He commanded the sea to calm it down. He opened the blind. He made the mute speak. Our Lord healed even lepers. What is there that our Lord couldn't do? However, He didn't make an excuse. He didn't argue. Even though He was wrongfully accused, He just depended on our Father God of justice. Since Father God knows everything, He just let Father God do the job. What about Daniel and his three friends? They had the power, but they didn't make an excuse. Apostle Peter, Apostle Paul, when they were imprisoned, when they were beaten, they only proclaimed the truth. What about Deacon Stephen? He was the same. You know, it would be good if Jesus let people know what is true. However, our Lord already knew the people had hardened the hearts. They could have acknowledged the truth if they had a heart of goodness, if they had a heart of goodness through the signs and wonders that our Lord manifested. They could have seen that our Jesus came from Father God. He is the Son of God. He is a man of God. However, they didn't care. They didn't even look at the truth. They didn't even try to look at the goodness. They tried to kill our Lord by all means. So there is no use, even if our Lord made an excuse and defend Himself. However, even though our Lord was silent, our Father God didn't make Jesus die wrongfully accused. Even though our Lord died, He resurrected in 3 days, broke the authority of death. Our Father God made everything kneel down before our Lord. Father God wants you to be like our Lord Jesus Christ. Instead of argue, instead of quarreling, He wants you to believe in God of justice and follow the truth quietly. 1 Peter 2, verses 19 to 21 says, For this finds favor, if for the sake of the conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly. For what credit is there if When you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience. But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with you. That's what our Lord did. Our Father God said, you have to turn, when someone hits you on your right cheek, you have to turn the other also. We have to practice. If we just listen but don't practice, there is no use. We have to say amen and just keep quiet, even though you are wrongfully accused. You have to remember what you lack. And even though when you're wrongfully accused, you should be humble and listen. You humble yourself and try to think how to give glory to God. King David was under severe tribulation or trials. If you read the 2 Samuel chapter 16, there was a man by the name of Shimei, and he cursed the king. What did David do? When his warriors tried to kill the man, David stopped his man. Second Samuel 16 verse 11 says, and David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son who came out from me seeks my life. How much more now this Benjamite? Let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him, perhaps the Lord will look on my affliction and return good to me instead of his cursing this day. He remembered what God would do to him. He remembered that the Lord will look on his affliction and return good to him. He knew that every affliction came upon him by the permission of God. He just waited and endured it. And he believed that God had mercy on him. He was wrongfully accused. He was under affliction. Did David do anything evil to his son? How could his son rebel against his own father and take over the throne? It was a serious in affliction. Now what about the generals and servants and people who are after in Absalom? They used to praise David. You are my king. You are my lord. But they just turned back to King David and they followed his son Absalom. Do you know, can you imagine how much he was bothered? They confessed their faithfulness to him. But they now curse him and finger him. But he said, perhaps the Lord will look on my affliction and return good to me instead of his cursing this day. Even though he is wrongfully accused, when he is humble, he believes that Father God will have mercy on him when he becomes humble. Even though when people wrongfully accused, we joy when we endure it, but keep quiet and find ourselves, then Father God will pay good to us. When David repented like this, Father God restored his sovereignty. Just like David did, we also believe in the living God. He searches the hearts of others. He judges by justice, but he is not biased. We believe in such God. Therefore, in any given situation, we have to depend on our Father God to judge. And even though some people judge or wrongfully accused, we should not argue. We should not quarrel. Why do you speak up? Because you think you are wrongfully accused. You are unfairly treated. However, it proves that you don't believe in God. You don't depend on God. Father God searches your heart. Father God knows what you did. If you just depend on Him with thanks, then Father God will do the job for you. Those who truly love God, if they are truly a man of light, a man of truth, then they will just depend on Father God. It's too much to become a man of light. I'll just live as I please. You won't say like this. If you live your life as you please, then you have nothing to do with God. When you think of goodness and think of the Lord who took the cross, then you can endure. I was so upset in 1998 and 99. I wanted to speak out. Whenever I hear that some people are wrongfully accuse others, then I became upset. But however, senior pastor endured them all. He just shed tears. He said, when Lucifer betrayed God, can you imagine how much our Father God was hurt in his heart? When Judas Iscariot betrayed our Lord, how much he was hurt. He just remembered, and he was just crying. On that day, I prayed, Father God, if I quarrel, if I argue, I cannot go to New Jerusalem. I have to have a heart like the heart of our shepherd. I should wait. I have to wait for your... I should wait for what you do. Nowadays, I am so touched of the God of mercy and God of just. Everything works. Everything operates according to the precise justice in the spiritual world. And Father God waits in that situation. I have many shortcomings. However, Father God waits as He sees our shepherd. I used to discern everything. I have to discern what is wrong and what is right. However, even though it is obvious that someone did wrong, he was just thinking how to save him, how to give better thing to him. Now I pray like that, to become like that. Because I learned that kind of heart from the senior pastor. How to save him, how to strengthen him. That's what senior pastor did. I found myself not doing it. Even though I learned what senior pastor had in mind, I was not doing like that. I prayed, Father God, I just discern. I just, say, what is wrong and what is right. But senior pastor is just, trying to take care of even those betrayers. He just waits and endures. Now I have someone who is not doing well to me. How can I just harbor them and take care of them? Father, please, let me have the heart of the shepherd, heart of the Lord, and heart of Father God, and wait and endure and be patient. Then I started to pray like that. I tried to judge and I tried to discern. But now I try hard to fill my heart with the will of God and the heart of Father. Instead of speak what we have in mind, we have to just follow the will of God. Now, those who speak the useless words, and you should not agree with those whispers or slanders. As I said in the beginning, those who convey words, if you listen to them, then they will keep, convey those words and rumors. If don't have anybody who can agree with them, then they will stop talking. And they will look back on themselves. If there is someone who conveys words or rumors, then you have to remember you agree with those whisperers. if you don't convey. But when the whisperers, I mean, if you speak only the words of goodness and if you don't convey words, then the whisperer will not come close to you. Whisperer comes to you because you agree with them. Those who like to talk, find those who like to listen to others. Then they just talk for about an hour and 2 hours. As if they are, even though they are speaking untruth, they pretend as if they are talking the truth. We are so busy to change ourselves by the truth. So, we should not waste our time to listen to untruth. If we listen to those untruth, it's like we take a shower under the dirty water. It's like pouring dirty water into a clean water bowl. You have to make it clean water. But if you put in the dirty water into that bowl, then you cannot have a pure water. You should not listen. You should not be part of it. You have to pray by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You should not agree with those whisperers. Fourth, you have to know whether you are boasting of what you hear and what you know. If you know something or if you hear something, you have to talk about it to someone. Otherwise, you will get sick. If you are such a people, I mean, what you heard is untruth, but you have to speak out the untruth to others. Otherwise, you will get sick. You talk, you call someone, you just visit some members, and then you talk what you heard to others. Otherwise, you will get sick. You have to check whether you are not like this or not. You should not even listen to it if it is untruth. If it is not truth, you should not listen. If you hear it and put it in your heart, then you cannot help but convey to others. You should not listen if it is not truth. You should not say if it is not truth. Even if you know something, you should not talk. Now, those who are like this, you know, they don't feel good when they cannot talk about what they know. They want to judge others. They want to slander others. They want to gossip others. But when they can't do that, they feel, you know, so bothered. If you're like one of them, why do you have such things in your heart? If you don't have it in your heart, then you will be happy. You'll be happy. So, if you are one of them, you have to know exactly what you are and you have to fix yourself. You may seem good and faithful in a fleshly eye, in a fleshly perspective. However, your faith does not grow up. Why? Because even though you have to listen to the truth, you want to speak untruth that you heard.
Goodness,
그런 말은 듣기 싫어요. 그래서 교구장님도 진리로
Now, if you are this kind of man, then, you know, you are in the state that you don't listen to the parish pastor or your group leaders.
조장님도 구역장님도 근데 말하지 않으면
Now, since they don't listen to you, of course, you just talk to your members. You just go to, you just approach your new members and you just talk to them. You ask them to agree with you. You know, even though I said this, you know, they misunderstood me. You know, I feel don't, you know, I don't feel good. And you want them to agree with you. You have to realize how great evil it is. You have to know how evil it is if you cannot stop conveying the slandering words or gossiping words to others. Father God has waited 1,000 years like a day. 2 Peter 3:8 says, But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like one day. When we went to wrong way, when we didn't know the will of God, when we complained against God, Father God waited, believed in that we would change. If there is even a little bit of goodness, Father God did not put out the light of hope. Father God wants you to change. Father God wants you to become such a children. Even though we are so evil, if there is even a little bit of hope or chance of becoming good or changed, then Father God waits and gives you strength. We should be like that. If we hear uncertain things, but if we convey those uncertain things to others, we should know it is so evil. You don't even check, but you just convey because you think it is right. But you know what? Chances are that such people, I mean, you don't acknowledge that you made a mistake. I mean, it is obvious that you know, what you conveyed was not true. You have to acknowledge your wrongdoings and you have to say, you know, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. You have to say like this. But you know what? Chances are that you don't do that. You don't check whether it is true or not, but you just convey. Even after you find out it was untrue, it was wrong, then you don't acknowledge it, you don't repent, you don't apologize. As I became a pastor, I now listen to people more, and I came to know more about the people's, you know, repentance. When senior pastor knew that I was suffering from those, you know, others' repentance, he said, You were so hurt, aren't you, when you heard that kind of news? Well, so many people wrote the letters of repentance, and I came to realize then, you know, how much, you know, how, what kind of sin, you know, they committed and how they repenting. And he asked me, he said, How much were you hurt when you heard that? Then I thought to myself, since 1998 and until today, he just keep it to himself, and he just listened, he just read the letters of repentance of all of us, and he just, you know, prayed to Father God. You know, he was so hurt in his heart, but he didn't talk. He didn't say, you know, I was so hurt, my heart was so hurt, like, my heart was so hurt with those, you know, countless letters. He didn't care about what, you know, how much he was hurt. He just, you know, he just worried about, you know, how much I was hurt. I thought about his heart. He couldn't talk to anybody. He just shed tears and prayed to Father God. However, he thought about the heart of Father God. We always confess. When Father God forgave our sins through the tears of our shepherd on December 25, 2010, we came to have hope for heaven. However, our shepherd has prayed for our forgiveness since the start of this church. We were forgiven. We received such great love. Every one of us had that kind of wall of sin, but our shepherd prayed for us, and he got the answer from Father God. Now, how can we hear someone talking and convey to others? How can we judge others? Let's say, if you really care for someone, and when you heard the rumor not good about someone that you care, would you like to convey it to others? You will find the one who spread the rumors and you will, reprimand, right? You know, when people come up with you like this, you know what, somebody did like this, then he is the evil man. You have to fix him. You have to correct him. That's why our Lord said in Matthew 18, verses 15 to 17, if your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if it doesn't listen to you, take one or two more with you, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every fact may be confirmed. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. People tend to convey words when it is very effective to hurt others. That's the attribute of evil people. When we see such, we can find such people easily in the world. Even those people who say they believe, they just convey words. They are so curious about others. And they, talk about rumors, especially about, celebrities or the famous people. You have to know you may have that kind of attribute in you, and you have to get rid of it. If you have it in you, you have to acknowledge it. You have to repent, rendering your heart in tears. Father, I should have in the words of truth, but I just heard the rumors and conveyed to others. You have to repent in tears. I just worried about others. You should not make an excuse like this. Instead, you have to pray, I want to get rid of the attribute to listen to others' rumors and, talk about rumors about others. Let me get rid of this kind of evil attribute. You have to acknowledge yourself and pray like this. Even though it is a fact, you don't need to talk about it because you don't know others' heart. If someone is very important to you, don't you think you want to care and protect him? However, every single soul is important to our Father God. Then you have to take care of them too. You have to ask yourself, what if it is you, yourself, or your family? You would protect and cover faults, right? You wouldn't, talk about rumors about your family. You would protect him. You would protect your family members. Father God is searching for such children. Like the Father God, like the Lord, and like the shepherd, who can wait and who can be patient. Father God is searching for such people. Now, fifth, you have to know whether you speak, whether it is right or wrong. All these five that I mentioned are all evil. They have evil hearts. They have evil lips. They have evil lips and tongues. If you are one of them, you have to change yourself. You speak like this when you don't guard your heart. Those who are talkative or those who are whisperers, they have to remember that they should not talk much. And you have to reduce the words that you speak. And you have to speak only the words of truth. When you speak less, others will speak less as well. As you do so, you can escape from being the object of the slandering. When you don't agree with others, when you don't agree with a whisperer, then you may protect yourself. You can. Those who went into spirit, they somehow reduce what they speak, and they don't agree with others easily. When people are joking, they just don't react. Because they are so careful with what they see and what they hear, what they talk and what they do. As they change, they always look at themselves. That's why they speak less. And they check whatever they speak. Whether it is helpful to others, whether there is a mistake in the word, whether it is the words of pleasing God. Even though intention was not like that, whether you can make an excuse, whether you can make a mistake and hurt others. Even though you speak the truth, it may hurt others too. So you have to check. Furthermore, even though some people convey words to you, or even though someone is misunderstanding you, even though someone speaks the words that can hurt your heart, when you speak only the words of truth, you can change the other. Someone comes up to you and say, someone spoke ill of you. Then you say, he's not such a man to do like that. If he really did so, that's because I did something wrong. If you speak like this, if you speak these words of goodness all the time like this, and the one will stop talking to you like that, then he will not convey what others talk about you to you. He will stop talking to you. If someone says, somebody spoke ill of you, then if you say, really? What did he say about me? Who is he? You shouldn't say like this. If you say, who is it? Then you already agree with the whisperer. So you have to be careful with what you hear. The whisperer always proves that he is an evil man. He is slandering. He is receiving the work of Satan. Would the Holy Spirit do the job? You have to protect yourself by not listening to him. The truth will not work like that. Truth will not slander. Holy Spirit will not make you speak ill of others. So it is definitely work of Satan. Then you should not agree with those who do the work of Satan. You have to stay far away from them. Then it can change those people too. If you cannot do that, please do not agree with them. Instead, you have to speak the words of goodness. As I said earlier, you should say, he's not such a man to speak like that. If it did, I must have done something wrong. When I was a parish pastor, I did like this. Pastor, you know, she, you know, spoke ill of you. When people talk to me like this, then I said, oh, you know what? Well, he spoke good of you. You know what? You know, she spoke good of you. She spoke well of you.
Well,
you know what? She spoke ill of you, even though, you know, she is good, but you know what? She spoke ill of you like this. But you know what? I heard that, you know, she spoke well of you. When I spoke only in the words of goodness, you know, they later trained themselves and they could, you know, they could become very, you know, intimate friends later on. You have to stop listening to those evil words. If you don't agree, if you don't be a part of the conversation, then they will stop talking like that. Don't be a part of that slandering or judging or gossiping, but instead, speak the words of goodness. If they have a little bit of conscience or know the goodness, and they will realize, aha, I speak the words of evil. She rather speaks the words of goodness. I'm evil. She will realize. If both of you listen to the truth and listen and talk about truth all the time, then whispers will disappear. If you read the 2 Samuel chapter 6, King David danced with people. And Dr. Esther Chan talked about it, right? When the Ark of God came into the castle of David, King David danced. Then his first wife, you know, Michal, you know, gossiped about him. But Father God took sides with the King David, and she got cursed, and she could not be pregnant anymore. The King David said, "I would dance because I didn't dance before you, but I danced before the Lord of all, the Lord of hosts." It is not wrong for a son to dance before parents. If he can please their parents, the son should be able to dance. If that's what Father God wants, what is it that you cannot do? Does it hurt your pride? No. If it can please your parents, then you should do it. Father God is searching for such men of goodness. Father God is searching for such humble men of goodness. Since David had such a heart, Father God loved David so much like that. He humbled himself. Along with people, he danced before God. However, when King David said like this, the daughter of Saul, Michal, spoke the words of evil in the flesh, and in the end, she couldn't have a baby. 2 Kings chapter 7 has another example who stood against God with word. He was the one that his king depended on him. It was the days of Elisha. The kingdom of Aram invaded Israel. The soldiers surrounded the city of Samaria. And the food ran out inside the city. Because, you know, they couldn't be provided with food. The people inside the city even ate their children. Now, Second Kings chapter 6, verses 28 and 29 says, and the king said to her, what is the matter with you? And she answered, this woman said to me, give your son that we may eat him today, and that we will eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, give your son that we may eat him, but she has hidden her son. So you can see how miserable it was in the city of Samaria. Then Father God gave his word to the prophet Elisha. 2 Kings chapter 7 verses 1 and 2 says, and Elisha said, listen to the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a measure of fine flour will be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel, in the gates of Samaria. The royal officer on whose hand the king was leaning answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord should make windows in heaven, could this thing be? And he said, behold, you will see it with your own eyes, but you will not eat of it. When Elisha prophesied, there was no possibility because they were even eating their own sons and daughters. But Elisha prophesied like this. So the royal officer said like this. The king was leaning on this officer's hand. He said, behold, if the Lord should make windows in heaven, could this thing be? He said, it is impossible. He stood against the word of God. Elisha is a man of God. He was a man of God. Elisha received a double portion of the power of Elijah. So he manifested the power of God. Even though there was evidence like that, the royal officer stood against the prophet Elisha. Then Father God worked amazingly. He let the Aramites listen to sounds of chariot and horses and big army. They ran away. They thought, the Hittites and the Egyptian people came there to help the Israelites. So they ran away. As they ran away, they left their gold, silver, food, donkeys, horses, and food. Now, the people in the city of Samaria heard this. They realized the food is out in the city. So they went out. And something dramatic happened. Elisha said to the royal officer, you will see it with your own eyes, but you will not eat of it. It was a curse to the royal officer. When there was a chaos that people went out to the city, the royal officer tried to keep the order. So the king made the royal officer guard the gate. Now, in 2 Kings chapter 20, chapter 7 verse 20, it says like this, and so it happened to him, for the people trampled on him at the gate and he died. In that chaotic situation, he was trying to keep the order. He was trampled by the people. If he had not spoken what he had in mind, then it would not have happened to him. He saw the food, but he didn't eat of it. He died miserably. We know that what Father God speaks, the words of the prophets, the Father God guarantees, will surely accomplish. But this royal officer stood against the word of God. So, when you speak the words of untruth, don't say it is a mistake. Do not make an excuse. We are all in the same space, the space of the shepherd. We are protected in this space. We pray and we circumcise our heart. However, if we don't guard our lips, how can we change? Since our lips precede the words of untruth, then if we say it was a mistake, it was not my intention, if you make an excuse like this, you cannot be protected in this space of the shepherd. Matthew 15:11, our Lord said, "It is not what enters into the mouth that defiles the man, but what proceeds out of the mouth, this defiles the man." Now, same chapter, verses 18 and 19 says, "But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. For out of the heart came evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and slanders. Whatever have you in mind will proceed from your mouth." Those who can change quickly, do not make an excuse. It was not a mistake. It was a mistake. Rather, they will rather say, "Well, I had such a heart." They pray in tears and repentance. Pastor Doyuri testified. When senior pastor said she was arrogant, she said amen, and she prayed in tears to get rid of arrogance from her heart. Those who went into spirit, they didn't use their thoughts. They just acknowledged themselves and prayed and get rid of such evil things from their hearts. They pull out the root of those evil attributes. They didn't make an excuse. They were sorry for what they have done. And they were hurt because of their own evil. And they try hard to change themselves. Those who try to cover their faults, they cannot change. When I heard in Pastor Heejin Lee, I was so touched. Whenever we see the people of Holy Spirit, we assume that, they're always men of Holy Spirit. Even though what she said was not the words of evil, but whenever senior pastor mentioned something was not perfectly in the goodness, to change that, to fix that, she prayed so hard. I believe every one of us touched when you heard her. When we heard her. We speak the untruth. But we don't remember what we said, or we make an excuse. "Well, it was my mistake. It came out because it was in my heart. We heard that and we put it in our heart and we spoke." We have to acknowledge our fault and confess. You did something wrong. You were afraid of being rebuked by your boss. Then you don't say anything. Now your boss pointed it out. Then all you have to do is just say, "I'm sorry." Then you just say, "I tried to say, I'm sorry a couple of days ago, but, I missed the chance. I didn't have a chance to talk to you." Well, if it was a chance to be praised, then you wouldn't miss the chance. You will never lose the chance to testify. But you don't take the chance to repent when you think it is the time to be rebuked. You hide it. Then you just say, I tried to say it. I wanted to repent, but you know, before you, I lost the chance.
좋은 일이라면 어느 팀에든지 보고하려고 했을 것이고 선한 얘기라면 또 인정받고 싶고 들리는
You hide yourself even though you had a chance because you wanted to hide whatever you have in mind. You have to fix it. You have to get rid of it. You have to acknowledge it. And you have to say, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I'll fix it. You have to be like this. When you acknowledge your fault, then you can change quickly.
기회가 있음에도 말하지 않고 감추고 싶은 마음 그렇게 감추어 버릴 때 그 마음 속
When you hide those things will hidden hide themselves deep into our hearts.
그 비질리는 깊이 깊이
That's the attribute of the untruth. Last Sunday, last Wednesday, we heard the message about the plague of flies. When Dr. Sister Chung explained about the flies, you know, you learned them, right?
큰 동물인데 너무나 그 고통이 심했다라고 말을 할
Even those in the big animals suffer because of the eggs of flies.
번데기가 되고 성충이 되어서
When the flies try to come out from the skin from under the skin of an animal, the pain is too much.
얼마나 고통스러워 그 큰 벌레가 끔찍하게 고통을 겪으면서 시름시름 아이
If you hide your fault It will become like the eggs of the fly in your heart.
내 실수, 내 잘못을 아버지 제가 그랬습니다라고 인정하고 내
If you just say acknowledge your fault and say in the repent, then you will be you'll be gone. But if you hide it, it becomes eggs in your heart. It will grow up and you will try to come out. Then you will suffer a lot. It becomes great wall of sin before God.
내 말을 감추려 하는 것이 아니라 감추려 하면 내 몸 깊이에 들어갑니다. 그러니까 어떻게 한다고요? 이 동물을 사랑하는 사람은 열심히 씻어준다 했습니다. 내가 바로 인정하고.
You have to acknowledge right away. Father, I had such a heart. You have to confess and repent with tears. Father, I want to change. I had this kind of heart, this kind of mind, this kind of evils. Father God, thank you for pointing me. I had that kind of stuff. Let me change. Those selected pastors, you know, I am amazed at them from time to time. Because they, whenever they are pointed, they say, oh, really? Thank you for pointing it out. I did wrong. Let me change. They quickly change.
But
those who say, oh, I didn't do that, or that was my mistake, you know, they don't change quickly. When you acknowledge your fault and pray with tears, you can quickly change. You need this kind of effort to come into spirit. If you don't acknowledge your fault but made an excuse, you'll slow to change. If you make up your mind, I will never make a mistake with my words. I will speak only the truth. I will speak only the goodness. I will speak the words that can please others, give happiness. If you make up your mind like this, then you will be so blessed. The attribute of the whisperer is that he will just say whether it is right or wrong. It's like those who speak constantly unnecessary words, they don't usually speak the words of goodness. Depending on how you use your tongue, the tongue will bring you blessing or curse. It may hurt others too. We always think of goodness and listen to goodness. Even if others make a mistake, then we should understand their mistakes. And we have to understand them and we have to try to cover them. Whatever you speak with your lips can give grace and faith to others or life to others, or you may force others to lose their grace. It will happen in your family or your neighbors or your co-workers or your friends. I hope that you can become the members of grace. You give only benefit to others, joy to others, and happiness to others. Then you can give out the fragrance of Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 5:13 says, at the same time, they also learn to be idle as they go around from house to house, and not merely idle, but also gossips and busybodies, talking about things not proper to mention. These are the whisperers, and they make chances for the enemy devil and Satan work. It is the only enemy devil and Satan that are pleased when they gossip, when you slander, when you speak like this, then it will bring misunderstanding and it will slander others. And you will separate people. You will hinder the glory of God. You will make people complain. You will make people lose their faith. So only enemy devil and Satan are pleased. We want to change. We want to get rid of evil. We want to fill our heart with the truth. However, if we hear untruths and speak those untruths, it is not something a man who loves the truth can do. If you are in the darkness like this, Father God cannot save you from trials and affliction. Those believers, unbelievers, may face trials and afflictions alike. We should be protected even in this situation. Otherwise, we will feel pain. If we don't have wall of sin before Father God, then those trials will become treasure to us. As we overcome them, we can give glory to God and we will receive blessing from Father God. That's why Father God permits those trials to us, and He strengthens us to overcome them. However, if we speak others, if we speak ill of others, if we slander, if we gossip, then Father God cannot protect us. If we don't acknowledge our fault, He cannot protect us. Let me conclude this message. When we hear the words of goodness, we are so touched. We are strengthened. We have hope. Let's say, you can do it. You can stand on the rock. You can come into spirit. Thanks to the tears of the shepherd, you can go to New Jerusalem. Whenever you hear, you are strengthened. You are so happy. You have this good point, so you can do it. You are happy when you listen to it. You should be able to speak the words that can give hope to others. What do you speak now? Please look back on yourself. Don't you speak those useless words like a whisperer does? You have to speak better. You speak more words of goodness. However, you have to know that whatever is in your mind comes out through your mouth. Father God wants your lips proceed only the sweet water. If bitter water comes out, you have to know what is the foundation of the bitter water. You have to find it through a fiery prayer, and you have to stop it, block it. You have to change your heart into the heart of goodness. You should be happy only when you speak the words of goodness and truth. If you hear the words of evil, and if you put it in your heart, then you have to pray so hard to get rid of it from your heart, and instead fill your heart with the truth. If you cannot stop whatever you have in your mind, or whatever you heard from others, you have to know that you are a whisperer, and you have to beg for Father God's mercy to change yourself. You have to fill your heart with the patience and endurance and mercy and goodness. As you keep your heart, mind, lips and mouth, then you will become a man of strength. Then Father God will give you His power and strength and authority. Otherwise, his kingdom will be chaotic and his glory will be hidden. Unless you can keep your minds and thoughts and lips and tongue, Father God will not give his power to you. Please change your heart into the heart of goodness as you check your words that you speak. I hope that you can win the life of victory all the time. Let's think of the message and pray together.
사랑의 아버지 하나님 감사합니다. 말장이에 대해서 말씀을 들었습니다. 내가 말장이 말을 들을 때 동조하고 가담하는 것이 아니라 진리로 말하고 선으로 말하며 또 상대에게 감동의 말을 내게 하여 주옵시고 말장이의 다섯 가지 유형을 말씀을 드렸습니다. 내 안에 그런 마음은 있지 않는가? 내가 잠자는 시간 외에는 말하는 사람은 되어 있지 않는가? 말을 전하지 않으면 견디지 못하고 내 마음에 있는 것 들은 말을 전하고 옮기고 빚을 말이라도 전하려 하는 마음은 있지 않는가? 우리의 모습을 돌아보아 온전히 진리로 말하고 선으로 말하고 살리는 말, 생명의 말, 선한 말을 낼 수 있는 우리가 되어질 수 있도록 축복하시며 함께하여 주옵소서. 감사하고 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's listen to Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on the screen. Lay your hands on your sick parts of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hands on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and GCN TV and brain churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancers, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancers, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. And let the heat and burning sensation go away. And let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, evil forces of darkness, go away. Their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a prosperous life throughout this week. With the firewalls of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, the family, workplace, and business. give students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.